so, baby.
Our focus is on Thursday morning, believe it or not. The sun is out maybe where you are, maybe the moon is out.
It rained in L.A. yesterday.
No.
That never happens.
Never rains.
Well, it didn't really rain. It was more like
California.
Just enough to mess up your car.
Well, we had a little of that here. We've had a little of it for the last 4 or 5 days, and apparently we'll have a little more of it for the next 4 or 5 days here on the East Coast, enough to screw up what farmers are trying to do in the making hay department. And also, some people may say it screws up what happens at the beach. The rain was warm enough. I was caught on a tractor yesterday. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I was moving a tractor from one field to another, and it poured. I have canopies on the top of many of the tractors, so I didn't get downpour on me straight on, but it flew in underneath. So when I get off the tractor, it looked like I had a huge wet in my pants.
Well, you might have, actually.
No, I didn't. It wasn't even close.
It would have been a great opportunity if you ever had to.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can blame it on the rain. It was the rain. The rain.
I told you about that, right?
About what?
When I was in the first grade and I had a little pee-pee accident.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I thought I could just let a little bit out and I would feel better, but that really doesn't work because then, like, the floodgates
opened.
Yeah,
you just keep going.
And so the boy that I liked was sitting across the aisle from me and he goes, Jenny, what's under your desk? And I said, my strawberry shortcake thermos must have leaked again. No,
very clever of you.
That I pee-peed on myself. So see, you take advantage when you have to let it rip sometimes. Yeah.
Spotlight on Thursday and the interesting, important, informative stories, notwithstanding Jennifer's pee-pee story. But there are other things that are going on.
Word.
The pee-pee story?
It's a great word, pee-pee.
It is a great story. You're right about that. So Edward Snowden and his request for political asylum, that notwithstanding, this is a very important day, a very important week, a very important month, very important year for people and privacy. And it's about time we put our foot down as we learn more and more. We collectively learn more and more. Those of you who say, I got nothing to hide, are so clueless when it comes to understanding what the law is. This isn't about whether you have anything to hide. This is about building on the self-confidence of Americans and their feelings that the country is secure because we're patterning our decisions on what the Constitution says we're supposed to be doing. And the government has run roughshod, this administration especially, but Bush was no beauty either when it came to violating, twisting, turning, throwing asunder the rules and regulations. So it gives me great pleasure, in fact, to talk about the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I don't know if anybody has Googled this or would Google it or want to see a little bit more about this group, which is basically aimed at protecting your Fourth Amendment rights. So whether or not Snowden is a good guy or a bad guy, whether he's a whistleblower or whatever he blows, it doesn't make any difference. He exposed top secret. Am I going to now be able to not go anywhere with this now after that?
I'm listening, sir.
I wasn't thinking necessarily about my choice of words with regard to you and how you would interpret them. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler. The essence of the EFF, as it is known, fighting to protect your privacy. This group has filed multiple lawsuits against the NSA for spying on you. But until now, the government hasn't been able to do anything. They, in fact, have been able through our own. This is the government fighting. This is you fighting with you. You're paying for the government, and the government's fighting with you about the technicalities, and that's what they keep throwing in everybody's face. They go to court, and the government says, well, there's this technicality. They never, ever, ever, because they cannot defend themselves against violating the Constitution, so they try to take apart the legal technicalities of whatever the suits are that are being brought by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which only has volunteer contributions to keep it going, versus how many trillion dollars from you to keep the government going. It doesn't even seem like a fair fight, does it?
Mm-mm.
When you think about it. So they're in court this week, and the judge rejected the federal government's claim and attempt to block this latest lawsuit because, well, they say these are state secrets. The judge says, what are you talking about? The state is us. The state is you. The state is me. So they're going to allow this. I'm betting this is going to go to the Supreme Court. What do you bet?
It sounds like it.
It ought to go to the Supreme Court. So I say, Kenny, in this circumstance, Ken, I understand your feelings about Snowden, but when it gets down to these sorts of issues, we would not have known how bad this situation was if it weren't for Snowden. So
I don't know, because the information that he leaked was, you know, we've talked about this before, was out
around,
there. But
nobody was doing anything.
Nobody paid any attention.
Yeah, nobody paid any attention to it.
All right, so then didn't we need somebody like
really
him to pay
fault.
Attention? Well, it is our fault. You're right.
Yeah,
we're asleep at the switch again. Just like we are on immigration reform. Here these boobs are going to spend 30 plus somewhere between 30 and 40 billion, and I'm betting it'll be the way the government screws everything up, closer to 40 than 30. The government says 30, I say 40, and then some, to build a fence or to have officers every 10 feet. Who gives a whatever? They still, the bottom line of this isn't so much the money or where the bodies are to keep people from coming across. The bill allows another million immigrants a year legally to come in. And one congressman that we heard from earlier on explained, Kenny, catch me if I'm not paraphrasing this correctly, that the essence of this will mean another 40 million legal immigrants in our country in the next 10 years.
And I disagree with them. The small businesses of the world police this for them.
Yeah.
So they're going to spend all their money on their fancy big old gate that they're going to put up, and they're going to spend all their money on the people that are going to be sitting there twiddling their thumbs, and they're going to spend all their money on the people that are going to be overseeing this, because, you know, it comes down to the Attorney General deciding if the border's safe or not. So that's going to be fantastic, because you know how well that works. The Attorney General's on the money.
He's such a genius, that
guy. Yes, and then they're going to put it on small business people to try to regulate things. They're going to have to do all these extra reports, and they're going to have to do all these things. It's not fair. It's, you know, again, charging us more and making us do more to try to make something safe that's not even, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's more of us being asleep, letting the government get so big, so out of control, that this kind of stuff is, oh, well, it's the government. Oh, well, nothing, it's the government. There's nothing about this that makes any sense whatsoever. None, zero, nada. So, anyway.
It's kind of like when the Patriot Act went through.
Yeah.
And we were asleep at the wheel.
We were asleep. I mean, it has a nice name, Patriot Act. It sounds terrific. But when we started to find out what was in it, people were upset about it. But then
it's too late.
Nobody did anything.
Nobody really did anything. The only person who did anything about it was Congressman Joel Heffley. Remember him? And for his efforts, and that among other things, he was the chairman of the Ethics Committee that ran delay out of town on a rail. But he also was the first one to speak up and say, wait a minute, guys. And he didn't vote for it, by the way. He was one of about 14 that didn't vote for it. All the rest of those fools down there, oh, yeah, the Patriot Act, we got to do something about terrorism. And look at the mess.
Hey, I was sucked in. I understand why people were sucked in by that.
I was not
sucked
in.
But I'm admitting I was sucked in, because at the beginning, yes, of course you want to catch terrorists. And, you know, we've just been attacked and blah, 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 you know.
Yep.
But you don't realize what one thing leads to another. You don't see that slippery slope.
Uh-uh. Well, we see it now every day. And kids getting slipperier and slipperier and slipperier, because these guys are slipperier and slipperier and slipperier. We have the Manchurian candidate as the president. And, man, you look around. There's another thing floating around. The next half hour we'll talk about the farm bill, and also a company from China trying to buy one of the big food processors in our country, and what kind of a stir that's creating. 17 after the hour. How would you like to look just absolutely perfectly? In other words, look like Jennifer does every day, all day long.
Shucks.
Perfect. Not a hair out of place. Her face is all made up.
Yes, you should see me right now.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure it's a thrill a minute there, the Horn household. The new Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've ever experienced before. And the good part about Provia is it works to get more hair growing on your head, whether you're a man or a woman. If you have been suffering with thinning hair for a long time, now you can join thousands and thousands of people who are using this scientific natural breakthrough, and you'll see the amazing results for yourself. And if you don't see the results you like, you get your money back. That's what I like, and that's why I get behind things that come with these sorts of guarantees. Because I know, yeah, I can get paid, and people say, hey, Doug, talk about this, and yada, yada. And, okay, I will, because I get paid to do it. Will I be as enthusiastic if I think there's a little bit of a question? I might even ask the question on the air. I have no question in my mind about this because I know that being a natural product, there's not going to be any side effects anyway, and it's very easy to use, so that's a plus, and it works. I'm using it myself on my little spots that Richie's happy to tell me look like somebody's been pulling. He's got no leg to stand on right now because he's got almost zero hair left after his treatments, but I'm not sure he needs Provia. I think what he needs is to be better, frankly. At any rate, if you have a hole in your head, it's called baldness, call 800-525-8319. How's that for drama, huh? 800-525-8319. Order Provia now. Get a free month's supply with your order when you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to hair in the sink. And when you scrub your, it's not even a scrubbing agent, actually. What it is a serum that opens up the pores in your head, lets the hair grow back in again. All right, make sure you get that free month supply. Doug Steffen is the name to use. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This song, and the reason I'm playing it is because it was number one during this week in 1998.
This was a big hit for her. This was actually her first kind of foray into this dance music thing.
Really?
Yeah, you know, where she kind of left her poppy sound and went to this, and this was the first one.
Madonna's Ray of Light is the song in question that you're listening to. A little bit of it anyway. We don't have time to play the whole thing, but sometimes little snippets, 40, 45, 50 seconds of a song will bring it into your focus, and you can remember what was going on in your life, perhaps, during this moment, which, again, is the first part of July 1998 for Madonna. Meanwhile, we move to the late-night comedy from last night, three or four excerpts of the Conan show and Lennon and Letterman and Jimmy Fallon, starting off with Conan and a focus on Elliot Spitzer.
Crazy stories in politics. Despite his prostitution scandal several years ago, Elliot Spitzer is running for comptroller of New York. You know? Yeah, it came out that he was seeing prostitutes, and then now he's saying, okay, time passed, I'm going to try it anyway. Well, Elliot Spitzer is paying someone $800 a day to collect signatures to put him on the ballot. Yeah, Spitzer said it's the second best $800 he's ever spent. That's really saying something.
Here is an amazing statistic. Scientists say that studies show that life is wiped out on the planet Earth every 27 million years. And we have got 16 million years left. That's what it says. 16 million years. How unfair is that? Just when the deficit is scheduled to be paid off, the whole thing goes. Here's another statistic that just shocked me. According to a report from the United Nations, the United States is no longer the world's fattest country. We have been beaten by Mexico. You know, it's bad enough our kids can't compete with the Chinese in science. We can't even compete with the Mexicans in lunch. How bad is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's some news from inside TV. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving The View. Okay, please settle down. I know a little bit about this kind of thing. I mean, she's been with The View, and her buddies there at The View for 8, 9 years, something like this. I hope to God they know what they're doing. I hope they haven't screwed up the winning formula that brings us this.
It's rumored that Ryan Seacrest is getting ready to host a new reality show on NBC called Million Second Quiz. It sounds easy until you hear the question, name the last winner of American Idol. And you go, Finn Torpson? I have no idea. Who is it?
Finn Torpson?
Ian DeMarco?
Greg Filson?
Some more TV news. Elizabeth Hasselbeck announced that today was her last day on The View. The other ladies from the show threw a huge going away party, but I thought it was wrong that they didn't actually invite Hasselbeck. It was just, it was a great party, apparently.
All right. This has really actually captured a lot of attention. And
true story.
Yeah. So she's a very likable sort, I think. I used to think she was a bubblehead. And I think she
I think you called her vapid.
I did call her vapid. There are many more people on television, however, who are much more vapid than she is. Check any local television news anchor and you find, I mean, there are always good ones, but at any rate. She was a kid that won Survivor. Isn't that how she got there first?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did she do in Survivor? I don't remember what she did.
I don't know if she won, but she did well, I think. Did she win Survivor, Ken? I've never watched.
I don't think she won, but I think they really liked her tape. You have to make your own little presentation to get on that show.
Right, yeah. She's a likable person, and now she goes to Fox and Friends, and so a good place for her under the circumstances. At any rate, a little bit of tit for tat, if you will. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Do you agree or not with the 5-4 Supreme Court decisions that basically upheld the legality and constitutionality of gay marriage?
The court is so polarized now on social political issues that Justice Kennedy becomes the one person who on his own, essentially, decides these sorts of issues. Now, he got it right with DOMA. A great day for equality in America, even though it was a close decision. I expected DOMA to be struck down, and I think it's ridiculous that the federal government can't use the various states. I mean, California wants gay marriage and Georgia doesn't, and they should be able to coexist, but they came to their conclusions and worked their way backwards. Prop 8, for people who are cheering it, they may want to step back and realize what the court just did. They've eradicated direct democracy in the country.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
On the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, we'll continue with the action. There are lots of things going on today, as is usual. I always get a kick out of it. Actually, I get annoyed when people say who do this for a living, well, it's a slow news day. That is impossible.
Impossible. You're just not looking hard enough.
Well, you don't have to look hard at all. There are all kinds of interesting, exciting things going on. Sometimes they're a little nauseating.
If there aren't any news stories that
we'll
you like, make up your own.
Right. All right, so here's one of those.
That you're making up?
No, but I find this nauseating.
Okay.
From several different sources, I bring you the following information. The first one is because I belong to the National Farmers Union. I get the day-to-day things
that's
going
FU,
on.
Right?
They are called the NFU. Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer, for pointing that out. The NFU guys, President Roger Johnson, who's been on this program before, looking at the Senate Committee on Agriculture, looking into the purchase of Smithfield Foods by Shuanghai Holdings.
Hmm.
This would be the largest acquisition of an American company ever by a Chinese company. And so Mr. Johnson said, quote, "It is clear that many concerns remain about the proposed sale of Smithfield Foods. They control 15% of domestic pork production in our country, 26% of pork processing. So they are the dominant player in the market. If this acquisition is finalized, other American companies won't be competing against Smithfield. They'll be competing with the Chinese government. The state-owned bank that finances this Chinese company has close connections with the government. Therefore, there is a lot of there's a lot of question that came about. Finally, somebody in Washington, this is my read on it, at least has a clue in a circumstance like this. So do you think a Chinese company, this might be a good question for us to pursue on our social media, should a Chinese company control the largest pork processing production company in the country?
I'm going to go with no.
Good for you. Thank you, Jennifer. 888-302 Doug, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. This $5.5 billion deal was the focus yesterday in the Ag Committee. Debbie Stabenow, who's the senator from Michigan, is the chairwoman. I remember meeting her and talking with her once about the stuff. She came into a hearing room where I was at the National Farmers Union. I think it was one of these organizations that I belong to had gone to Washington. I became a lobbyist, and I was talking with her, as she seemed remote to me, as many of the people who get into these positions do. Like, they're not really here. It's like they're halfway between this life and another life. At any rate,
they don't want to commit to anything. They don't want to comment on anything.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's always self-serving stuff. At any rate, she was the person holding this hearing yesterday. The USDA was there. The Food and Drug Administration were there. The Economic and Security Review Commission. Who knew that we had an Economic Security Review Commission? The commissioner of that says that this would make a radically different system available in our food chain. And that doesn't mean it would be good. China wants control over the price of pork. They want technology in hog genetics and industrial-scale production, things taxpayers have funded. In other words, the taxpayer has funded what has become part of the MO, modus operandi, at Smithfield. Through West Virginia University Center for Global Business and Strategy, they have worked over some of this stuff. And so there are a lot of people who think this is a risky deal. It outweighs the benefits. And we have a private company now that would be now basically controlled by the Chinese government. What about food safety? Here these fools worry about raw milk. You think somebody's going to worry about pork production? How many recalls in pork were there last year? How many recalls do you think there'll be with the Chinese government running a food processing plant? And so, anyway, I thought it was interesting that a professor from Dartmouth College testified yesterday, Jennifer. He said that global acquisitions are an everyday reality and that Americans benefit from such purchases. He said, I'm giving you both sides of the argument here, U.S. affiliates of foreign companies account for 18% of U.S. exports. He said that this is not a state-owned company per se, partially controlled by Wall Street investment house Goldman Sachs. I wouldn't put that past. I mean, we know they've got tentacles, and so do all the other big banks, into businesses all around the world. The thing that I find interesting about this is that they're willing to pay a 30% premium over what the stock price was as the market closed yesterday. What does that tell you? There's something else here.
Yeah. There's desperation there. What is it?
I don't know. I mean, I want to find out what the heck the story is. Why are they so eager to get control of pork prices and pork distribution in our country? They're willing to pay 30% over the close of the stock value from yesterday. This says no to me. At every corner of this, no, 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 no. All right, Kenny, maybe this is early for us to be for me to be looking for action, but I guess I'm interested in what the two of you think. Not that you're going to much disagree with me on this. I think
if you can't get your sausage from somewhere that's at least within this country, forget that. I mean, when I buy pork products, I buy pork products from Farmer John because it's a West Coast company. I know it's local. So if I do buy any kind of stuff like that, that's where I buy it from. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't understand. I mean, it really freaks me out when you see people sending food here from either other countries or other
processing
plants. Well,
look at all the trouble we've had
with
all the food that came from China. Absolutely. In the past couple of years.
It's just, it's gross. To me, it's like any time, I mean, food is meant to be consumed fresh. It's not
you're
to
putting
meant to be,
melamine in milk that you're giving over here.
You know, I was listening to an interview on one of my favorite food and wine shows called the What's Cooking Today program.
Really? That must be on the CRN.
Mike Horn and Paul Stern, www.crntalk.com.
Uh-huh. Very good, Jennifer.
And I was listening to this woman who she was inspired by her mother's passing, and she wanted to do cookies. And so then she kind of got the idea. She was related to Dave Koz.
Cookies for the funeral?
No, her mom used to make cookies. I should go back. Her mother used to make cookies for Dave Koz. Like, when he would go to record companies, she would just bring him cookies. Yeah. She wouldn't sell them. She would just make them cookies. It was what she did. And so when she passed away, the sister was very, you know, very sad to see her go and thought she would carry this tradition on. So she quit her corporate job and started making cookies, and money was going to Dave Koz's charity when she sold them.
Dave Koz's cause?
Dave Causes Cause, exactly. She said she had to learn how to make the cookies because they had to have a shelf life of a minimum of 6 months.
Great.
And that just freaks me out because people want to know why we're getting sick all the time. Why? I mean, that's because cookies are meant to be consumed the week that you make them. They're not supposed to be consumed 6 months after the fact. The same thing with sausage products. And it really does freak me out when you see things come from other countries that we're consuming because you don't know what kind of controls they have. And plus, it's shipped over here. I mean, ugh.
Okay. All right.
I'm done.
So, yes, you are. And so are we on this at the moment. But it's food for thought, pardon the pun. Food for thought on today.
It's preservative free.
Yeah. 18 before, no preservatives in our brain here. 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the carnival twist and whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
888-302-3684. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Grainger with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger. Click on Grainger.com or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good. 15 before the hour, a discussion about the Chinese taking over it's a pork-producing company, a $5 billion deal. We're trying to figure out what's in it for them. Ray is in Louisiana. Ray, what's your rendering on this?
Well, I know there's other people, out there. Oh, first, hey, good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. Yes, thank you.
I know that the information is still out there. Something I heard last year that the Chinese force feed hogs raw, untreated sewage.
Really? Where'd you hear that?
My landlord told me about it because he saw it on the news.
Yeah.
Now if the company's just, you know, going to own Smithfield, fine. If Smithfield's still growing the hogs here, well, you know, that's business. I don't like the idea, you know, of a Chinese company owning, you know, an American company. I mean, I just don't like that. But, I mean, if we're buying Chinese hogs, those hogs have been fed raw sewage.
Mm. Well, that may be any number. That may be one of many reasons to not get connected to this company. Thanks, Ray, for sharing that story with us. Kenny, you wanted to share some stuff with us as well.
Well, I just, when I heard the story, I just couldn't help but think how many times Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show has been on with us and talked about the problems with dog food that comes from China and with even with dog toys. And if they can't get that right, I just can't imagine what would happen with them making our sausage and other everything else that Smithfield makes.
Yep.
It's scary to think about.
Yeah, it isn't. Well, you know, if it happens, you just don't buy the stuff, that's all. There are always, as Jennifer suggested, local Farmer John's a good example. There are plenty of local producers of this sort of thing and all kinds of things. But, again, that requires a certain consciousness on the part of the consumer, and there are a lot of people who just out to lunch, if you'll pardon the pun, when it comes to buying food, looking at labels.
Well, you don't expect to be poisoned in your grocery store.
I think you ought to be.
Yeah,
oh, no. I think you ought to be expect to be poisoned. If you're not aware of what's going on, that's one of the reasons that I am as big a fan of our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, as I am, frankly. If you go... Here's something that, if I may digress or not, or sort of move us over a little bit from the discussion purely of the Chinese company buying this pork producer. There is a thread of a story at DougStefan.com today from Phil Lempert, who focuses on what it is that you're cooking and how you cook it and how the way you cook your food could contribute to how you're aging. In other words, there are a couple of things that are so dramatic. One of them has to do with carcinogens. If you're a big grill person and you put steak or chicken, mostly, I guess, those two, because it's hard to burn fish. But the tendency people have when they barbecue is to burn up the steak or burn up the hamburgers or burn up the pork, if that's what you're cooking on your grill, or burn up the chicken. It's really bad. Carcinogens, the crust that is basically burnt skin, when you put that, you introduce that into your system, it is a trigger for the free radicals in your body to get together. And if you eat enough of that stuff, you've created a cancer in your body. It's that bad. And there's plenty of evidence to that. There's plenty of information that you can find about how bad it is to eat foods that are grilled and burnt. Now, having said that, there also is plenty of evidence the way you cook your food using a microwave. People always poo-poo this with me. They think that I'm crazy. You know, most of the things that I get accused of in terms of being off the wall with my theories, I don't mean this to sound self-serving, but you know what? They turn out to be right sooner or later. And people say, oh, I remember we talked about that before. Microwaving food is one of them. Now, somebody said, I had this discussion with somebody. Who was that?
It was Dr. Joy, and Dr. Joy said, you're crazy.
Well, she did. She says that. She's been saying that to me for years.
She said that no matter where you cook the food,
you're going to change the molecular structure because the heat does that.
Yeah.
That's not the point. The laser, that may be something that happens because you do change the molecular structure by heating it or expanding on the molecules. But the laser approach changes, that's really what microwaving is. It's lasering the food, and it changes the molecules around so that they're not combined properly. I don't know if laser is the right word.
It's radiation.
Well, whatever it is, it's not good for you. All right? That's pure, plain, and simple. Check out Phil's writing at DougStefan.com, if you will.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
What is this, the Silly Silly Shake? What is this?
Dizzy Miss Lizzie.
Dizzy Miss Lizzie. Yeah, but it sounds like the
Hippie Silly Hippie Shake.
The Hippie Shake. That's what it sounds like. Yes, thank you. For
or the Hippie Dippy Shake.
Adding some muscle to my brain there, Ken. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It is Tech Talk time. And today, Shelley Palmer, who is one of our technology reporters, the one who pretty much visits with us every day. Sometimes we have other input from other sources, but Shelley's always here every day at this time. And for us today, he's going to talk about a couple of recent upgrades to Vine's micro video service. So if you have that or are interested, this is the place to be right after these words.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, since Instagram launched its video feature, the team over at Vine has been working overtime to prove why the original micro video app is the only one you want. Last week, Vine pushed out its biggest update yet. The Vine team has completely rethought the service and now allows you to mark uploads as public or private, much like Instagram and Twitter. Vine's camera has been redesigned to include grid focus and ghost tools to raise the overall quality of your videos and make capturing your life in 6-second chunks even easier. Vine also borrowed a feature from Twitter in the form of revining. Just like you can retweet someone on Twitter and share an update with your followers, Vine now lets you revine your favorite videos to share them too. This update went live in the iOS App Store last week and will hit Google Play this week. It's too early to tell whether Vine or Instagram will win the micro video war, but as both are striving to improve their services, the big winner is us. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever miss a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game! Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
It is summertime, summertime, summertime. In the summertime, safety goes a lot further than swimming in the pool or putting on suntan lotion to protect yourself from the sun. As Brian Osage has found out, properly functioning brakes on your car or your vehicle, you got a truck, can help stop an accident before it happens. Here's the inside scoop.
Sudden stops. You never know when you're going to need your vehicle's brakes to keep you, fellow motorists, and pedestrians safe. GM's James Bell says this is the time of year properly functioning brakes are especially important.
From my way of thinking, the brakes are probably the most important piece of technology, so they really need to be addressed. And especially as we look at the summertime season when pets are running across the roads and kids are playing ball and so forth, you might need panic stopping.
Brakes typically last 35,000 miles, but Bell says have them checked if they're not responding as readily as usual.
I know for many people they're a bit of a pain. Oh, they're starting to squeal. It means I got to pay money. Let's think about it. When you're hurtling along the freeway at 70 miles an hour and you've got to come to a stop, that is the part that counts. So make sure that your brakes are in the best shape they can be. Take them to your local dealer. Take them to a brake shop. It's one of those few things in the car that just cannot be neglected.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
All right. You can stick around because the tough guys continue. Stick around.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.